This is a special program on Multicultural 1600 AM, so please stay tuned.
Listen to the Portuguese American Hour on Multicultural 1600 AM. Hear in-depth conversation about Portuguese culture and learn everything happening in the valley within the Portuguese community from 4 to 5 p.m. on Multicultural 1600 AM.
Welcome to another edition of the Portuguese American Hour, your daily dose here for you on Multicultural 1600 AM. I'm Justice Neves. With me, as always, Dennis Borges. Dennis, how you doing?
I am doing fantastically well, my friend. And how are you?
I'm feeling good.
Good. And hopefully our listening audience is excited as we are to give them another edition of the Portuguese American Hour, right?
Yes.
Our daily dose.
They're in for a treat.
That's right. Every day, Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 p.m. here on KGST AM 1600 on your radio app, and also on your KGST AM 1600 radio app, on any type of radio app, so that you can get, you know, the station, and also through the web, www.multicultural1600am.com. So listen and tell your friends, whether they live in the valley, outside the valley, anywhere, they can listen to us online or on the radio app, and here in the valley, of course, on your regular AM radio, AM 1600 KGST, Multicultural Radio for the Valley. Welcome all once again. We have a full-packed show for you today, and we're going to start with some music because we have a musical invitee. She has been our invitee before, but she has a wonderful voice, and her name is Arminda Alvernaz. She is from the beautiful island of Faial in the archipelago of the Azores. This is part of the music that is in the Azorean collection at the Henry Madden Library at California State University, Fresno, the Portuguese collection, but in this specific case, given to the library, to President Castro, and to the library, and to Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute, by the president of the government of the Azores, and everything focuses on the Azores. So it's actually 501 books, DVDs, and CDs. This is one of those. We thank the Madden Library for letting us check it out and for sharing it with our listeners here in the Portuguese American Hour. And you can check these songs out yourself at the Henry Madden Library at the California State University of Fresno. So Arminda Alvernaz will be making her first presentation here. She'll be with us with four different songs on this edition of the Portuguese American Hour. And her first song is called Chamateia. Chamateia is a very traditional song from the island of the Azores. It's got a very, very interesting lyrics to it, for those of you who understand Portuguese. For those of you who don't, well, of course, you'll be able to enjoy the music and the voice of Arminda in a typical song that kind of signifies the Azores as a whole, Chamateia.
Meu pai.
Wonderful voice of Hermine de Alvernaz, a young lady from the central part of the archipelago of the Azores, from the island of Faial, with her lovely song, her lovely interpretation based on fado music, as she used more of the fado guitars. You can use this song with very different instruments. Chamateia, an Azorean classic. And here in the Portuguese American Hour, on our first segment, we are going to have two different things. And one of them, besides, of course, the lovely voice of Arminda Alvernaz, we are going to have the presence of the California State University president, Dr. Joseph Castro. And those of you who have, of course, heard of the university, heard of President Castro, he is an icon in the valley. And the last few years that he has been here, he has changed this university. This is certainly not the same university it was 10 or 15 years ago. Dr. Castro is very hands-on. He is involved. He is very student-centered. So everything is for the students, as it should be. And that is why the university exists. And so he is everywhere and anywhere. Sometimes we think there's a double Castro somewhere. from the aspect that President Castro is a very, very hard worker, and he tries to be at every single function that he can, that of course is relevant for the university, and they're all relevant, and he can't be at all of them, but he tries to be at many of the functions. We were honored to have him at the Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute anniversary lecture that was given by Paulo Teves, which we will feature here on the Portuguese American Hour here on Monday. So do tune in on Monday to listen, not obviously the whole entire lecture, but some excerpts of the lectures. So we'll have some different segments of the lecture. One or actually three in different parts of the lecture will be given on the edition of Monday of the Portuguese American Hour from 4 to 5 p.m. As I mentioned, President Joseph Castro was nice enough to attend the lecture. The lecture was introduced by First Lady Mary Castro. She made the introduction of Paulo Teves, and then President Joseph Castro at the end was nice enough to agree to say a couple of words. We'd like to share those with you here now on the Portuguese American Hour.
Thank you, Denise. Good evening, everybody. I was scheduled to be in Sacramento tonight, but I couldn't miss this first anniversary. And Paulo, I just want to thank you for being here, and you did a great job. Wonderful. Thank you. And now I know why I love Hawaii and the Azores. They're tied together. And we have our students here from Portugal as well. I want to welcome them. And I want to welcome all of you. I love what this institute is all about because it brings together our faculty, staff, students, and importantly, our community. And it's one of the things that I love the most about Fresno State is that we have the chance to connect in a deeper way with our community. So I appreciate that you all came out tonight. And I want to thank my colleague and friend, Denise Borch. Would you join me in thanking her? his leadership. He has been making this institute stronger and stronger. And my only request of you is that you bring a friend or two or relatives with you next time, because this programming is really for all of you. And last but not least, I want to say thank you and welcome to Congressman Jim Costa, who's here tonight. Thank you, Jim, for coming. Appreciate it very much. And he is a Fresno State alumnus, a proud one. Go Dogs. Well, with that, again, I'll turn it back over to Dinesh, but I just want to express my thanks for all of you, the deans and associate deans and faculty who've made this institute and all of our programming very strong, and also our provost, who cares deeply about this institute, and together he and I are going to make sure that it's sustained for the long haul. So thank you very much for being here tonight.
That was President Joseph Castro, always with kind words, always giving heads up to all that we do, and always acknowledging the hard work that everyone puts in, obviously not just me, but everyone at the Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute. It was our first anniversary lecture. Please do tune in this coming Monday from 4 to 5 to listen to three different segments of about 12 minutes each of the presentation given by Director Paulo Teves, who will talk about the Azorean diaspora, that is, those of Azorean descent who left the Azores for different parts of the world. That was the theme for this year's first anniversary lecture that happened at California State University, Fresno, the North Gym 118 Auditorium, as a part, obviously, of the celebration of our Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute first year anniversary. And we will continue with the Portuguese American Hour here on Multicultural Radio for the Valley. And it is time for us to go to our recipe. Our recipe of the week, we will give that... Actually, we'll give our recipe a little bit later on, because we would like to go back to some music. So let's have Arminda come out real quick and give us a little bit of another song that she is going to sing for us. The song is called, the next song is called Velho Pezinho. Velho Pezinho is a very traditional song also from the Azores. Pezinho is a song that is sang in the different islands of the Azores. And this one called Velho Pezinho was an adaptation by actually a good friend of mine who lives in the East Coast of the United States, who taught at Bristol Community College for many years, who has recently retired, who is a poet, José Costa. And Professor José Costa wrote the words for this Velho Pezinho that incorporates all the pezinhos, all the songs from all of the islands of the Azores, and puts it together with, of course, the diaspora. So we talked about that, about the communities and this sense of longing that even those who aren't of Portuguese background, or I should say who are of Portuguese background but not born there, have about the Azores, a place that you always want to go back to, or a place that if you was your parents, grandparents, or great-grandparents that immigrated, that you would like to see. So Velho Pezinho kind of incorporates all of those themes together, saying again beautifully by Arminda Alvernaz.
Vamos dançar sapateio e outro bailinho. O meu amor lira ingrata não vou. Foi por aí, devagar, devagarinho. Outro pezinho no lugar do seu ficou. Vamos dançar, sapatei outro bailinho. O meu amor, lira ingrata, não voltou. Foi por aí, devagar. No lugar do seu ficou. Não há festas nem touradas, Romarias, coroações, andam as almas cansadas por outeiros, por canadas, mais tristes os foliões, andam as almas cansadas. Vamos dançar, sapateia, outro bailinho. O meu amor, lira ingrata, não voltou. Foi por aí, devagar, devagarinho. Outro pezinho no lugar do seu ficou. Vamos dançar, sapateia, outro bailinho. Já cansado, deu à costa e a sapateia, menina, não ajeita a manquinha e a dançar já se desgosta. E a sapateia, menina, não ajeita a manquinha e a dançar já se desgosta. Vamos dançar, sapateia, outro bailinho. O meu amor, lira ingrata, não.
Arminda Alvernaz with her song "The Velho Pezinho," as I explained, written by a very good friend of mine, Professor José Costa, a poet who resides in the east coast of the United States in Massachusetts and who taught for many years at Bristol Community College. The song has been adapted by different artists in the Azores, and she certainly did her own take on it, which was very, very interesting as well. This is the Portuguese American Hour. We are a product of the Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute at California State University, Fresno. We're going to be right back in a few minutes with our second segment as we continue to talk, and we'll have, as we announced, our recipe of the week, and we will also have a special guest who will be with us for a few minutes as well. So do stick around. We'll be right back with the second segment of the Portuguese American Hour every day, 4 to 5 here on Multicultural Radio.
Listen to the Portuguese American Hour on Multicultural 1600 AM. Hear in-depth conversation about Portuguese culture and learn everything happening in the valley within the Portuguese community from 4 to 5 p.m. on Multicultural 1600 AM.
And here we are back with the second segment of the Portuguese American Hour on 1600 AM Multicultural Radio for the Valley. This is a program that is brought to you with the collaboration of the Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute at California State University Fresno. Just celebrated our first anniversary and lots of upcoming events that we will feature today in our third and last segment. But for now, it is our recipe of the weekend. It is the beginning of the Lent season in many parts of the world, and those who are certainly of the Catholic faith. In Portugal and in Portuguese-speaking countries, it's a time that people eat a lot of fish. So it may not be good for Justice. He doesn't care much for a lot of fish. but it is a time that people eat a lot of fish. And so we decided to give a recipe that is called Portuguese Cataplana or Cataplana Portuguesa. So, cataplana is the word for both the dish, that I'll give the recipe in just a couple of seconds, and the spherical pot it's cooked in and served in, okay? It's also used in other Latin-based cultures as well. This is a pork and seafood stew. It's found in many parts of Portugal, but it's very traditional in southern Portugal, in the Algarve region. You don't need a cataplana to make it. You can use a Dutch oven or, as I've done before, a large pot with a very tight fitting lid. That does the trick, okay? So if you don't have a cataplana, you can do this recipe in either a Dutch oven or a large pot with a very tight lid. That's all you need. So here's the ingredients for the cataplana portuguesa or the Portuguese cataplana. 3 pounds of large head-on shrimp, okay? About a quarter cup of olive oil. 2 large onions, thinly sliced, 3 garlic cloves, crushed, 3 bay leaves, okay, about 3 pinches, what I mean, I would say anywhere, I use about a full tablespoon of saffron threads, which you can buy them different. Not a lot of markets have them here in the Valley, but if it's usually one that sells Latin foods, they will have them, or Latin American Hispanic foods. The about 2 tablespoons of unsalted butter, and then 1 to 1.5 tablespoons of tomato paste, about 1.5 quarts of water, okay, and 5 sprigs of parsley, okay. This is to make the shrimp stock, okay. So you put it all together and you make the shrimp stock out of this, okay. For the cataplana itself, okay, so you do that like you'd make any kind of stock, you know, you drain and you want, of course, that liquid that will make the shrimp stock. For the cataplana itself, you need about 4 pounds of little neck clams, okay? You need to, again, about 1/4 cup of olive oil. You need, some recipes call for 6 to 8 ounces. I use about 1 pound of linguica. I like the linguica in it, so about 1 pound of linguica. You can use 3 thin slices of what is called Portuguese cured ham, or prosciutto does the same thing, okay? 2 large onions, and these kind of halved lengthwise, and then thinly sliced. 1 green bell pepper, also very thinly sliced. 3 cloves of garlic, also minced. You'll use, again, for this 2 bay leaves. Okay, again, about 1/4 of a tablespoon of the saffron seeds for this. 1/4 teaspoon of sweet paprika. And about a can, usually about 14 ounces or so of tomatoes, okay, drained and roughly chopped a little bit. And then you'll use for this about 1/4 cup of dry white wine. Okay, and you should have from the shrimp stock, you should have about 6 cups of that. Okay, so 6 cups of the shrimp stock. If you want to kind of use a quote unquote cheater version instead of doing the shrimp stock, you can do a little bit more wine and use and a little bit more water and use some of the shrimp bouillon or fish bouillon. We'll do that. But it doesn't taste the same as if you make the stock yourself, okay? And so that's basically what you use for that. And once you have, you know, all of that part done, so I would do normally what I do is do the shrimp stock first, and after you have the shrimp stock done, of course you start putting all of these in. You put your onion and your garlic and the olive oil and everything in together, saute that for a little bit, put all of the sauces, all of the wine and everything else together, put in, of course, the linguica first, okay, and that will let that acquire some flavors, usually anywhere between, I like to keep it as long as 20 to 25 minutes. And then, of course, the last thing you're going to do is, of course, put your shrimp back in there and put your clams. Those are cooked very, 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 very fast. Serve it with some good hearty bread because there's lots of juice in that. It's a very, very good seafood dish, and it's very traditional in southern Portugal. It's called Portuguese cataplana. So, for those who like seafood, right, Justice?
You might be able to get me to eat this.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a big fan of fish specifically, but clams and shrimp, I can work that down.
You can work that down because it has a linguica in it.
Everything else that's
everything
in it.
Everything else is in there. Okay, so that is our that is our recipe for this week on the Portuguese American Hour. And we are going to go now to another song, another interpretation by our musical invitee for this edition, and that is Arminda Alvarez. Music that is available to you at the Henry Madden Library, the Portuguese collection, the Azorean collection that was given to us by the President of the Government of the Azores. It includes also some CDs, and includes this wonderful song that we are going to listen to, which is called Veio a Saudade. And then Saudade came. Saudade, this sense of longing, this very Portuguese word. Here's Arminda.
Já estou sentindo o frio da despedida. Pouco a pouco a minha vida vai perdendo claridade. Já estou sentindo a amargura dessa hora. Ainda não foste embora. Já estou sentindo. Já estou sentindo a distância dos teus passos, o calor dos teus abraços. Já há pouco me aquece agora. Os ventos vão mudar, os dias vão passar, desfeitos em saudade. Do banco da tristeza, já vejo com clareza chegar a tempestade. O sol vai se afastando, a noite vai chegar. Feitos em saudade do banco. banco da tristeza, já vejo com clareza chegar a tempestade. O sol vai se afastando, a noite vem chegando, trazendo a solidão. A neve vai cair, a terra vai sentir a flor cair ao chão.
Arminda, with her lovely voice, Arminda Alvernaz, and Veio a Saudade, Then Saudade Came. This is the Portuguese American Hour. This is our second segment. We are with you every single weekday, Monday through Friday from 4 to 5, a product of the Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute at California State University, Fresno. And do stick around. We have almost another half hour of the Portuguese American Hour. And in our third and last segment, which will be coming up in about 10 minutes or so, we will have a very special guest who will be with us for about 10 minutes, so do stick around for that as well. We'll make that announcement when we get to it, so surprise, surprise, surprise. The what we'd like to talk to you about is some of the events coming up at the Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute. We just celebrated our first anniversary, as you heard in the first segment, the president of the university, President Dr. Joseph Castro, and the First Lady Mary Castro, who introduced our our anniversary lecture, and Paulo Teves, who will be here. So Paulo Teves will be here on Monday with a few segments from his lecture. The lecture was about 40 minutes, and we have three 10-minute segments that features Paulo Teves and the nexus of what he spoke about at the Portuguese American, the Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute at California State University, Fresno, the first anniversary lecture. So do stick around. That is coming up on Monday. Do tune in Monday and tell your friends about that as well, especially those who weren't able to make the lecture. Here's your chance to listen to some of the important information that Paulo Teves gave about the Azorean diaspora. But we have lots of things coming up. March 5th coming up. So this coming week, this coming Thursday, the March 5th will be a very special event that we have every year at the Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute. It was actually started before we began the Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute. It started with a Luso-American Education Foundation conference, the first time that we had the presence of the Portuguese language students from different high schools who will be in Fresno, who will be at Fresno State starting at about 9:45 in the morning. Presentations from 10 to 10:30. They'll learn about college life. They'll have a welcome from one of the deans. It'll be a very, very nice presentation. Students will, I'm sure, enjoy it, as they always do every year. Then at 10:30, we will be doing a college campus tour of the beautiful campus and the large campus. They'll be walking for a while because it is a rather large campus, and we'll be seeing all the different segments of it. And then the students will come back for a second set of presentations. And then at 12 o'clock in the free speech area right there next to the library, the students from Portuguese 4 and 5 at the Tulare Joint Union High School District will present some traditional dances from the Azores in mainland Portugal. So if you are a Fresno State student, or if you are at Fresno State, or if you're around Fresno and you'd like to go to Fresno State at 12, you're actually invited to attend the whole event from 10 until 2:30, but if you'd like to be there at 12 just to see the folklore dances, free of charge, obviously, and they'll be dancing between 12 and 12:30. At 12:30, the students will go over to O'Neill Park, which is right by the Fresno State Dairy, and at that time, and we will have lunch. Then they will have about 45 minutes to discover the campus on their own, and then at about 2:30 or so, they will be returning back to their respective high schools throughout the valley. So that is our Portuguese Language Student Youth Day, now a product of the Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute at Fresno State, with lots of help from different folks, from the parents of the Sopas Club, the Portuguese clubs at the Tulare High Schools, with lots of friends of mine who pitch in for this, and I thank all of them for it, with obviously some help from different organizations, such as the California Portuguese American Coalition, and also help from other organizations, as of course PBBI, the Tulare Angra Sister City Foundation, and a few others who I'm sure will join in between now and March 5th. Then our next event is April 2nd, and that's coming up so in about a month. April 2nd is the day that we will feature one part of the Oral History Project. There is two parts of the Oral History Project at Fresno State. One of them is done by MCJ in the College of Arts and Humanities, the Media Communication and Journalism Department, and we are working on interviews. We've done 12 different interviews with 12 different community folks, and it is part of a documentary. This is only the first part, so there's going to be at least another, hopefully another 15 or 20 people that will be interviewed. But this is just the first part that we're able to put together. From that, there will be a narrative about the Portuguese-American experience in the Valley and a kind of a preview documentary. We're hoping that it will be around 20 minutes or so. So it's already a full-blown thing, around 20 minutes, that will have, of course, the presence of these 12 folks that were part of the first 12 interviews, and we'll talk a little bit about the Portuguese-American experience here in the Valley. So we'll feature that first part on April the 2nd. There will also be some entertainment, which we'll talk about. So it'll be oral history live and celebrating the Portuguese-American experience in the Valley, including in the arts with some music and some presentations. So that will be April the 2nd, free of charge, in the library, second floor, the Henry Madden Library, room 2206. It's a rather large room. It takes about 125 people. So we can get a good crowd there. Hopefully all of you can attend. This will be at 6 o'clock. We will have two literary presentations with two different professors coming from Portugal, one on April 15th and one on April 22nd. We'll be talking about that in detail as well. And on May 7th, we will have a second part of the oral history, which is a showcase of some oral histories that the students have been doing, both at Fresno State and the Tulare Joint Union High School District students. So that will be also a fun evening with some a history lesson that will be given about the Portuguese presence here in the Valley. And a very big event that we're looking forward to, and we'll be talking extensively here on the Portuguese American Hour, which is the first symposium Filaments of the Atlantic Heritage. This is kind of a group of different lectures that's put together, but it's not in lecture style. It'll be actually very interactive. The symposium will be from 9 o'clock in the morning until 12:30 in the afternoon at the Henry Madden Library, again at the same room, 2206. And afterwards, there will be a Portuguese style lunch that will be given by a local Portuguese American here in Fresno, free of charge to those who attend the conference. The conference will focus on two different things. The conference will focus on Portuguese American Associations, a reflection, and looking at the future as well, and also on Portuguese language teaching. So it will be a time to get together community leaders from different parts of the Valley and different parts of California to brainstorm about the Portuguese-American community. We hope that all of you can attend as well, and please pass the information to family and friends. That's the symposium, Filaments of the Atlantic Heritage, on April the 25th. Those are just some of the events we'll be talking about in detail on future episodes of the Portuguese-American Hour. We'll be right back after this brief break with our third and final segment.
Listen to the Portuguese American Hour on Multicultural 1600 AM. Hear in-depth conversation about Portuguese culture and learn everything happening in the Valley within the Portuguese community from 4 to 5 p.m. on Multicultural 1600 AM.
And here we are back with our third and final segment of the Portuguese American Hour. Every day, as has been said, from 4 to 5 p.m. Thank you for joining us, and please pass the word to your family and friends. We are on the AM dial, 1600 KGSD, but we're also on radio apps. That's where a lot of people listen to radio nowadays, whether you're in a car or anywhere else. The radio app is fantastic. You can listen to it and with very good quality. And also on your computer, www.multicultural1600am. .com. We are, as promised, we have our special guest here, for two special guests. The first one was in the first segment, and it was the president of California State University Fresno, President Joseph Castro, who spoke briefly. There were recorded comments from his comments that he made during the Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute anniversary lecture here in February of this year, actually last week. And so one of the other guests, we had quite a few guests attend, and we had a good crowd, and we thank all of you that attended. As President Castro said, it is important that we continue to build, of course, the movement. And so those families who were there, there was about 100 people there, A little over. So those 100 that were there, hopefully next time everyone can bring a friend, as President Castro suggested, and we could have 150 or 200. Our biggest lecture, of course, was last year when we had our inaugural lecture, and the President of the Government of the Azores gave that lecture, and we had over 250 people in attendance, which was a huge crowd. Hopefully in that we can continue building upon what we've been trying to do for the last year and get more and more folks involved. We also always have a good turnout of students, and that's great, and faculty members and administration as well. One of those guests was that attended and gave some final remarks after Paulo Teves, whose remarks will feature on Monday's show, as I have said before, was Congressman Jim Costa. Jim Costa is of Portuguese background. Both of his grandparents were immigrants from the island of Terceira in the Azores. He has served in various capacities. He has served in the state legislature, first as an assemblyman and then as a state senator, and he is now serving in Congress, as all of you know, from a district that involves part of Fresno North. And Jim Costa is very, very proud of his Portuguese roots. Congressman Costa has visited the Azores several times in mainland Portugal, keeps his ties to his native land of his forefathers, of his grandparents. He's very respectful of the immigrants from all parts of the world. As he mentions many times, we are a country of immigrants past and immigrants present. And he spoke very briefly. We have some of those comments here for you. So it is our pleasure to have some comments from Congressman Jim Costa at the Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute first anniversary lecture.
The northernmost, the westernmost, excuse me, portion of Europe. And literally and figuratively a gas station out in the middle of the Atlantic for over 400 years. And its history reflects that. It's where the North American, the European, and the African plate meets. And those friction of those plates from millions of years ago created the volcanic activity that created the Nine Islands. And this would not be possible were it not for the leadership of President Joe Castro and the provost, but, and the first university lady, Mary, and Jess, but the first family of Fresno State, are dear friends of not only mine, but I think so many of us. And when President Castro decided, for all the right reasons, to establish this sister university relationship with the University of the Azores and with FLOG, we really took initiative of what is so wonderful about our valley, which is a valley of immigrants. Immigrants past and immigrants present. This is a minority-majority university. Over 25,000, of which almost 70% at this university are the first in their families to attend a university. And Joe and Mary's own tradition reflect that, as does my family. And their story, like all of our stories, reflect the story of the immigrant in America, immigrants past and immigrants present. And this forum tonight, and the sister university relationship, and the institution that the provost and that the Niche Borge is heading, is really one that comes from the heart, from the passion, from the corazón, as we like to say. I first visited the Azores with my parents in 1971. I was 19. Now you can tell my age. And I have been fortunate to visit the Azores in every decade since that time and seen the remarkable changes that have taken place in those nine islands for a lot of reasons. But when you look at the valley, we look at our connection. You know, the primary, when the Portuguese discovered the islands over 400 years ago, they were uninhabited. And as they settled on these nine volcanic islands, the stories that evolved over those centuries are truly remarkable for people that were basically in a frontier, I mean, developing something for the first time. And when you understand that part of the history of our islands, I say of our islands because my grandparents on both sides of my family, both the Costa side and the Cardoso side, were from the island of Terceira. And Mi Avu, 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 Mi Avu tell you the Frigzias that they were from because I had visited them. And Joe was so proud of Mary when they established the relationship about 18 months ago, 2 years ago. And there was a Portuguese folkloric band from Livingston. And it was a bit of a surprise to the president, but they had a wonderful dinner and a banquet. And the band from Livingston High School had learned the Fresno State Bulldog fight song. And as the president came in, they greeted him in the traditions that reflect our islands. But yeah, the primary industries in the islands for centuries have been either fishing or dairy. And I always tell people, they wonder why all these dairy people settled in the San Joaquin Valley and Cerritos and Norwalk and everything. And the fishing folks settled in places like New England and in Massachusetts and Rhode Island and San Diego and San Pedro. And so I always tell folks, my family didn't fish, so you know what we did for a living. We like to eat fish, but we didn't fish for a living. And so when you read the history of the Azores and you see the diaspora that occurred with the Portuguese and the history of Portugal and the role that the islands played within the history of Portugal, it is really a very, I think, fascinating story. And there are many stories there. What some of us have is a connection with our background, our heritage as being Marana. For those of you who don't know what Marana is, during the Inquisition, Portugal and Spain always had a very tenuous situation on the Iberian Peninsula. And they were sometimes allies, but they sometimes had challenges. And a lot of diplomacy in those days was done through marriages between the monarchies. And my Portuguese friends tell me, or refer to that period during the Inquisition, as a dark period in Portuguese history. But because of the situation with the Inquisition, the King of Spain really wanted the treatment of the Jews to be that way. And a lot of Portuguese Jews, Sephardic Jews, the first synagogue in the New World was founded by Portuguese Jews in Connecticut. And Portuguese King Manuel was not like the Spanish king, but he had to deal with an issue. And he asked the Portuguese Jews to do one of three things, as I understand it. One is they had to convert. They didn't convert, they had to leave, or they had to go underground. And the Jews in Portugal, many of them that made up the Privy Council of the Portuguese King, did all of the above. Some converted to Catholicism, some left, and some went underground. But a number of them went to the islands. And the island of Flores was dominated by a lot of Portuguese Jews. They make linguiça there, but they make it out of chicken, galinha. And I'm told, and maybe the Consul General will correct me if my history is wrong, that the island of Terceira, in Portuguese meaning the third that was discovered, supposedly, initially was named the Ilha de Jesus de Sin Cristo, because the other islands are named after saints, St. George, St. Michael, St. Miguel, Santa Maria, St. Mary. Many of us have Tia Marias in our families. Muitas Tia Marias, like our first university lady. But because of that, we have been able to trace in our family, back some 200 years, that there were traditions like sweeping in on Friday nights, and the way we would kosher salt the chicken, the galinga, And so these are all part of the fascinating stories. And of all the visits I've had there, one of the most surprising I've had in recent time was to learn that at the turn of the 20th century, the islands had over about 500,000 people there, I'm told. And today there's about 240,000, 250,000. So the diaspora that took place in the 20th century, for a lot of reasons, changed the islands. Today, the islands are becoming very popular. Last year, National Geographic rated it as the number one tourist destination spot of islands in the world.
And that was Congressman Jim Costa, who was also a guest, one of the guests at the Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute anniversary lecture given by Director Paulo Teves from the government of the Azores. Congressman Costa attended part of the lecture and also spoke at the end. We captured a few of those moments that he talked about his family and his connections and some of the things that he mentioned about Portuguese and Azorean history as well. And we are about out of time here in the Portuguese American Hour. We're within the last 5 minutes of our show. I want to thank all of you for listening to us one more time. Please continue to listen to us every Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 p.m. Please mention the program to your family and friends and share on social media and everywhere else, from Facebook to Instagram to Twitter. We want to start a Portuguese American Hour revolution, so go ahead and just make everything viral, everything that we try to post. Do share with your family and friends, because the more people know about this experience that is brought to you by the Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute at California State University, Fresno, and the more listeners obviously we'll have, and obviously the chances are better that we keep on with this journey here on Multicultural Radio for the Valley and for the world. Again, thank you to Congressman Jim Costa for attending and for his remarks. Thanks to President Joseph Castro, who had remarks in the early part of our show as well, for attending. Thanks to First Lady Mary Castro for doing the introduction to the anniversary lecture. Thanks to all the deans who attended. Thanks to our magnificent provost, Dr. Saul Jimenez Sandoval, and his family, who also attended, and to over 100 folks who from different parts of the valley, including students from the Portuguese 1B course at Fresno State, who attended as well and learned a lot about the Azores and about the Azorean, not specifically about the Azores, but about the Azorean migration, where folks went. That will happen on Monday. We will feature that show with Director Paulo Teves, so please stay tuned. It's time to say goodbye. Thank you, Jesus, for your help, and thank you all for being with us. We're going to end it with Arminda Alvernaz coming back on stage and singing part of a wonderful song called Fado Baleeiro, about the whalers, who have a very strong tradition in Portuguese and Azorean history. We'll see you next time on the Portuguese American Hour.
Listen to the Portuguese American Hour on Multicultural 1600 AM. Hear in-depth conversation about Portuguese culture and learn everything happening in the valley within the Portuguese community from 4 to 5 p.m. on Multicultural 1600 AM.